said, "Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways." And they said, "Nay, but we will abide in the street all night." And Abraham said unto his young men, "Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." And her brother and her mother said, "Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go." And Laban said, "It is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. Now therefore, I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad a bondman to my lord, and let the lad go up with his brethren. See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place, let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. Therefore shall ye abide at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation day and night 7 days, and keep the charge of the Lord, that ye die not, for so I am commanded. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning." He sent messengers therefore unto Balaam the son of Beor to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, "Behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come, and do ye abide without the camp 7 days. Whosoever hath killed any person, and whosoever hath touched any slain, purify both yourselves and your captives on the 3rd day and on the 7th day. Everything that may abide the fire, ye shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall be purified with the water of separation. And all that abideth not the fire, ye shall make go through the water. And the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the revenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to the city of his refuge, whither he was fled. And he shall abide in it unto the death of the high priest, which was anointed with the holy oil. But your wives, and your little ones, and your cattle, for I know that ye have much cattle, shall abide in your cities which I have given you. And they shall divide it into 7 parts. Judah shall abide in their coast on the south, and the house of Joseph shall abide in their coasts on the north." Then said Boaz unto Ruth, "Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens." But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, "I will not go up until the child be weaned. And then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide for ever." And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, "The ark of the God of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon us, and upon Dagon our God." But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, "Saul my father seeketh to kill thee. Now therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a secret place, and hide thyself." And the prophet Gad said unto David, "Abide not in the hold, depart, and get thee into the land of Judah." Then David departed, and came into the forest of Hereth. "Abide thou with me, fear not, for he that seeketh my life seeketh thy life, but with me thou shalt be in safeguard." And David came to the 200 men, which were so faint that they could not follow David, whom they had made also to abide at the brook Besor. And they went forth to meet David, and to meet the people that were with him. And when David came near to the people, he saluted them. And Uriah said unto David, "The ark, and Israel, and Judah abide in tents. And my lord Joab, and the servants of my lord, are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go into mine house to eat, and to drink, and to lie with my wife? As thou livest, and as thy soul liveth, I will not do this thing." Then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, "Wherefore goest thou also with us? Return to thy place, and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger, and also an exile." And Hushai said unto Absalom, "Nay, but whom the Lord, and this people, and all the men of Israel choose, his will I be, and with him will I abide. I have surely built thee an house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in for ever. Thou sayest, 'Lo, thou hast smitten the Edomites, and thine heart lifted thee up to boast.' Abide now at home. Why shouldest thou meddle to thine hurt, that thou shouldest fall, even thou and Judah with thee? Thus saith Sennacherib, king of Assyria, whereon do ye trust, that ye abide in the siege in Jerusalem? They are of those that rebel against the light. They know not the ways thereof, nor abide in the paths thereof. Couch in their dens, and abide in the covert to lie in wait? Will the unicorn be willing to serve thee, or abide by thy crib? A Psalm of David. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? I will abide in thy tabernacle for ever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Selah. He shall abide before God for ever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Then I commended mirth, because a man hath no better thing under the sun than to eat and to drink and to be merry. For that shall abide with him of his labor the days of his life, which God giveth him under the sun. But the Lord is the true God, he is the living God, and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. If ye will still abide in this land, then will I build you, and not pull you down, and I will plant you, and not pluck you up. For I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbor cities thereof, saith the Lord, no man shall abide there, neither shall a son of man dwell in it. And Hazor shall be a dwelling of dragons, and a desolation for ever. There shall no man abide there, nor any son of man dwell in it. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbor cities thereof, saith the Lord, so shall no man abide there, neither shall any son of man dwell therein. And I said unto her, thou shalt abide for me many days. Thou shalt not play the harlot, and thou shalt not be for another man. So will I also be for thee. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without teraphim. And the sword shall abide on his cities, and shall consume his branches, and devour them, because of their own counsels. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. City or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when ye come into an house, and he said unto them, in what place soever ye enter into an house, there abide till ye depart from that place. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide, and thence depart. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my father's commandments and abide in his love. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called therein abide with God. But she is happier if she so abide after my judgment. And I think also that I have the Spirit of God. And it may be that I will abide, yea, and winter with you, that ye may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming.